KE4 Yankee Charlie India radio check.
KO4HK.
The world's a little more dangerous today, eh?
This way.
Kind of thought this was going to be this way anyway. I just didn't know exactly when it was going to be this way.
What happened at some point in time myself, so. Like you, I just didn't know when.
I see this, but you take precautions. But when you go out and about, do you take precautions? Possibly, whatever it is you do, you might want to augment it a little bit. I don't know exactly what's in North Carolina. We got some things around here in South Carolina, so I'll be augmenting mine.
For that, well, fortunate for me, I'm not going out much right now, so I'm staying close to home.
Not on that route anymore because traffic is one of those things that is that's an opportunistic thing to be in traffic, as we call it in traffic.
I'm glad not to have to do that with the potential for what's been going on lately.
I was absolutely blown away by how nice Mars Hill is. I've never been there before.
Town up that way. They've got a nice little college up there. So it's a nice little quiet place up in there, hidden in the mountains.
Way there, like I think I would I go past Black Mountain on my way to Mars Hill?
Kinda. When you're going up 40, you'll go past Black Mountain, but you won't go into Black Mountain. Black Mountain will be off over to your right, but you continue up 26. And where 40 and 26 cross, you would have got on 40 heading east a little ways, and it would have been out there. That was you, Bill. You didn't make the repeater.
It wasn't as fast traffic-wise getting up there, but I imagine that's worth it.
You probably just timed it right, because going up to 26 there, when you hit Malfunction Junction, can be pretty bad up through that area, right there around the Biltmore Mall and where all the construction is going on. That area right through there is usually pretty bad. You're not making a repeater. You must be on your HT this morning.
By one, I'm going to go in and grab the man-pan radio. Hang on for a minute.
HK, standing by.
Okay, KQ4, Yankee Charlie India.
I'm still here, Bill. That's much better.
For millionaires that want me to demo this radio set to them.
But they're going to have to get their licenses. So, well, you know how that goes.
I point to them, but I mean, in the gun industry, the ham thing is very interesting.
Several people out there are very interested in it. But they don't want to spend the time to get to know how to use it or be part of the hobby in the meantime. They just want to, they think they're just going to jump on there and it's automatically going to come to them. They're never going to know what to do.
Looking at me because I went to the trouble of getting the license. So I was like, well, you know how you tell me all the time to buy the ammo and go out and train? You think the radio is not something you don't have to train on? You're just going to turn it on and it's going to work?
There's a lot more to it than just pushing this little button here and talking into the radio.
I learn something new about these things every day, but I'm trying to push everybody I know to get the ham license, even if they don't do it on a regular enough basis.
Well, what a lot of will happen, I see going to happen, is they'll get their radios out here and then they'll end up causing a lot of problems and interference for a lot of people. So begin with, it will be a bunch of problems to start with.
KP2HXS.
KO4HX here in Bill. KQ4YCI.
Well, I kind of figured you'd be like, oh, there's number one problem right there.
I mean, if they grab a radio and just try to turn it on and talk on it, they're not going to be able to get into a repeater if the repeaters are still up, though.
Well, because they've got the radios programmed already, and they've figured that much of it out, but they don't know what to do after that. They don't know how to carry on a conversation, or that there's a, you know, a polite way of doing this.
Let me see if I have this. I put a little bit of the blame on the clubs that are doing the testing, only because they need to teach the etiquette portion to some of these folks, and they're not doing it. You know, getting on the repeater, or not using 10 codes or what have you. You know, so that's kind of what I've heard on here.
I know that the Greenville County Sheriff's Department monitors ham in the event of an emergency, but I haven't, they haven't told me yet what frequency they're monitoring.
Dewey?
KO4HX. Bill and Dave are also in here.
Hey, Bill, how are you? Been a while since I've talked with you. You too, Dave. Hope y'all are doing well. So Greenville County Sheriff monitors 146.610. In any frequency that is involved with Skywarn, which will be 147.195, 145.330, and there's a myriad of others. You can go to the website, skywarn.org, I believe it is, and it'll give you the frequencies that are used in the Skywarn system.
Hobart Lewis, the hams knew all.
But if it's got anything to do with radio, I think we got it. Make sure I got it. Real quick, Patrick, I got this 991 set up here at the deer camp. Can you give me a quick signal report?
Say that's a 5.9. I wouldn't change a thing. No background noise, no hiss. Yeah. Doing perfect there.
Roger that. Well, I've been fighting these solar arrays. Finally, I think I found where I need to put my choke. So, put me a choke there, and so no ticking, no unusual noises on the background, right?
Not at all.
All right, Roger that. Appreciate it, Mr. Beal. How you doing?
What are you using to power your 991 at the deer camp?
Solar array up here. I got a battery backup bank with some solar panels. It's keeps everything alive. Probably 300 amp hours of service is what I'd say.
And pack radio. I had not thought about making the 991 Alpha a portable radio, but I like the idea of it.
Well, I got a 3D printer, and I printed some safety rails for it so I can transport it without worrying about tearing the knobs off of it. So I'm going to be up here at the deer camp most of the summer, so I just went ahead and brought it up, and that way I can do HF and 2 meter 440. All while I'm up here.
Bantana for your HF.
Combo wire down there in the barn. I'll just string me up something for 80 meters. That's I can tune it down and run on 40 off of that. So that's about all I want to deal with. I usually pay attention to national traffic centers, and most of that's on 80 meters. So. Sometimes I'll pass a little traffic just to stay in tune, you know. But, yeah, that's about all I'm interested in.
An interesting time. I I think we'll see what happens. I don't know how much it'll affect us. I think it'll be more to the blue cities where they will be hassled. But I guess I'm going to be going today to get me a galvanized garbage can to keep the man pack radio in.
Roger that. Well, do what you got to do. One way to do that test is once you get it set up, drop your cell phone in it and see if you can dial into it. If you hear it ring, you're no go. If you hear no ring, you're good to go.
Yeah, I think I don't need a big one. I just want to keep the man pack right. But hey, I might unplug the 991 and stick it in there too. Who knows? Anyway. I got to go do the Lock and Load podcast now, so I'm going to jump off of here. Patrick, I'll be checking with you later on, and we'll see what we see. And everybody keep your head on a swivel because it's about to get intriguing.
You be good out there, and good talk to you this morning. KO4HK.
Call the India, clear.
Still there?
Yeah, roger that. Go ahead, Patrick. Yeah, let me find my phone. Give me like 2 minutes.
It's good to hear you out there this morning too, and I'm not trying to leave you out.
Oh yes, you are. Nah, that's no problem at all. No problem. I'm on my way to the studio today. Going to do some recording. We're going to record another track, or at least start recording another track for the album. So I'm on Highway 25, I think this is Berea. But yeah, no, I understand keeping our head on a swivel. I'm fully swiveled, as it were.
But you be careful out there and enjoy your time over there practicing or making your tape there for your track. And we'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, have a good day. KB2HXS Mobile for just about another couple minutes, and I'll be out.